Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because this cannot go on forever. And men don't want to work right now. So please comment on the video. Please like, subscribe. Today we have a sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, and I'll talk about them in a bit. But first things first, guys, we have a huge percentage of young men between 18 and 32 that are not working right now. Not because they can't find a job, not because there's no opportunity, but because they don't want to be taxed. They don't want the stress of looking for a job. They don't want the problems associated with that. They don't want the headache. In fact, there's a title for this. It's called NEET. No education, no employment, no training. NEET, a group of NEETs, okay? It's ridiculous. Now, there's a great story below about this, but Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs talked about this, how there are millions of young men here in the United States that fall within that age group that just are not doing anything. They're not counted on the workforce. They're not making money. They're making about $10,000 less than on average, because so many of them are not working, than their counterparts that are working. And the worst thing about this is that when you read this story, they talk about how stressful it is. It's stressful to go look for work. It's stressful to climb a corporate ladder. It's stressful to have employment with these people. Yeah, it's called life, guys. It's called life. Now, thank God my kids are not of this ilk. I bought my first home when I was 20 years old, and I worked ever since. You know, as soon as I could get a job, I had employment. And has things gone, you know, parabolically up every time? No. There's been, some roadblocks and some things along the way in my life, but I've worked through them. Just to give up and go sleep on somebody's sofa is pathetic. And these kids, they don't date. They have no desire to get married. They have no desire to move themselves forward. And this is the problem. This is the problem right now, guys, is that you have a huge percentage of people. Who's going to defend us if there's a situation that goes down? Not these pussies, okay? Let's put it that way. And I blame the parents myself, because you want an opportunity, create it. You want to buy something, create it. Well, you can just stay on my sofa. I don't have to worry about working. It's the last thing you have to worry about, son. You know, let me get you that new Xbox game, okay? I mean, that's where we're at right now with these kids. Spain has got a huge percentage of these kids, to where it's almost 500,000 in Spain alone. 486,000 of these young men that are in that age group. Is that pathetic? Is that terrible or what? Now, not everybody has the dream to be a billionaire. I get it. I really do. But to move yourself forward in this world, what else is there, guys? You want to just sit there and take up space and not do anything? Okay, it's because mommy and daddy are letting you do it. Now, when you read this article, it talks about their mental health, and the stress of having to move ahead is just too much on these people. I'm telling you, these are the people that don't drive until they're 26. And I dated a girl last year and had a child that was 26 years old, not driving. This driving's too stressful. I'm like, how do you get to work? Well, I drive her to work every day. Well, God, that's got to be nice to drive your adult child to work every day. It's ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It was just, you know, no, I can't relate. Can you relate to this? Now, you can talk about how difficult things are and how it's a different world, Dan. It's a lot tougher now. It is not. You have all the advantages of social media. You have all the advantages of computer technology that make it easier to find a job, but these kids have zero social skills. You know, when I grew up, you wanted to call the hot girl, you had to work, you know, a phone. You had to call the phone. Hopefully it wasn't busy. And if it wasn't busy and somebody answered, it was probably her idiot older brother that you had to work through before you got to speak to her or the parents. And then you had to work through that. But again, that's what you had to do. But these kids today, oh my God. You know, there are kids in their 20s that have their parents showing up on job interviews with them. Look that up. That is pathetic. This is pathetic right now. Now, the next thing is that the economy is completely upside down, guys. It really is. You can't have a world where you have your income dropping and prices going up and having it be okay. Janet Yellen says that inflation is right in line with the numbers. Well, she's an idiot. And she's an old coot who doesn't know what's going on with the real world because she doesn't have to worry about it. She's got a driver. She doesn't pay for gas. She doesn't buy her own food. Even Janet Yellen's, you know, picking melon and going through which avocados are best for her salad. Not a chance. No way. So with that, you've got somebody that is completely clueless when it comes to them telling you how inflation is right now. The deficit and is completely out of line. Our national debt is completely out of line. $34.5 trillion, guys. It is climbing up billions of dollars a day right now, and nobody cares. Nobody's doing anything about this. But you're supposed to believe that there's going to be some light switch that's flipped, and the economy's gonna turn around, and your business is gonna turn around, and your employer's gonna pay you more money. That is not going to happen anytime soon. It's just not. And you have to accept this fact that you have to be your own central bank. You have to have precious metals in your life. You have to have a savings account. You have to have money hidden away for a rainy day. With all of these cyber attacks, a man wrote me who's in the telecommunications business and said, you can't even use my first name, okay? But he brought up such a great point. We could shut these people down. The majority of them come from an Eastern European bloc. Okay, that's where the bad guys are. Well, let's go shut the bad guys down. We'll shut off the telecommunications to those Eastern European countries, the entire country. You need to find these bad actors or you're not going to have phone service at all. And we're gonna make sure of it. Well, you would put millions and millions in jeopardy. You're stealing from us and you're allowing these criminals to steal from us on a daily basis and nothing's being done about it. So it's time to shut them down and it's time to turn it off. So if we turn it off, maybe that would be the answer, guys. Maybe that would be the answer. What do you think about this? Beautiful morning out here. I love coming out here when the sun is shining like this. And, you know, interest rates being high. You know, you have Elizabeth Warren saying, we need to lower interest rates to spur the economy. That's just not gonna do it, guys. Yes, interest rates at 5.5% are, a 23-year high right now. But this is not just going to make it so that everything's going to be easier. You're not just going to have, you know, more money at these banks. These banks are dying right now. You're going to see more banks close down and mid-level banks, the middle-of-the-road banks, have lent money in certain areas, whether it be cars, trucks, real estate, commercial real estate. They're going to have problems that are going to get that are going to come to the surface in the next 90 days. So get yourself ready for this. All of these internet outages, all of these different cyber attacks. I'm telling you guys, what would you do if you didn't have your cell phone for a week? What would you do? Nobody has a home phone anymore. They don't. So let me know. Let's talk about our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. I love my satellite phone. I take it anywhere. If you have open sky, you can use the phone. Cell phones are only good on 7% of the planet, but my satellite phone can be used absolutely anywhere. It's incredibly inexpensive, plus the minutes roll over every month. I have the Iridium 9555 phone. I love this thing. I can call any phone. Anybody can call me. I have voicemail on it, and it's absolutely incredibly simple to use, just like any other cell phone, but this is a satellite phone. Go to danssatphone.com, danssatphone.com. Check it out today. They have a full line of GPS products. It's incredibly inexpensive, but what is your peace of mind worth? My entire family has one of these. If something happens or if I'm traveling, I'm in the middle of nowhere, I can be reached by anybody. If something happens to one of us, they can reach us. So check out the satellite phone store today. Go to danssatphone.com. Do it now. Get yourself some peace of mind. Check it out today. I'm very lucky to have such brilliant contributors. Dr. Marvin, Don, Douglas, Robert, all these people. I mean, they Steven, they all send me stuff all the time. And it's really well thought out, and they're very, you know, very intelligent. Don sent me something that I've never seen before that I want to share with you. It's the infrastructurereportcard.org. And think about this. The infrastructure of the United States has got real big problems right now. When you look at this, water main break every 2 minutes, and an estimated 6 billion of gallons of treated water each day, gets wasted in the U.S. That's 9,000 swimming pools on an average. Growing wear and tear on nation's road, 43% of our public roadways are in poor or mediocre condition at best. And again, all this money, all you hear about is money for Ukraine, money for everybody else, and we can't fix our own roadways, guys, okay? You know, there's 30,000 miles of inventory levees across the United States, and these levees that are in conditions unknown. I mean, come on, guys, this is horrible. These people in there, they got their pup on the paddleboard. Everybody's having a good time out here, but Dan, you know, freaking you guys out about the economy, okay? Again, guys, what this is a hey, look over here. You know, hey, is your wife an alcoholic? No, just let's go watch the ball game. You know what? It's like, let's look at something else. Deal with the problem that's in front of you. And deal with our uneducated children, deal with our children that don't want to leave the house, that don't want to move their lives forward. This is pathetic. I mean, it is absolutely unbelievable. And again, I was never raised that way. So I would instill into my children, you want something? You need to work, whether I can afford it or not. The idea, that's irrelevant. Do you understand? The rich people that have successful children are the people that don't give them everything. And even a bed to sleep on when they should be, you know, getting off their butt, going to get a job, okay? So let me know what you think about that, because I just think that we haven't seen anything yet, guys, and this is just, it's getting worse before our eyes. It's getting worse before our eyes. You cannot borrow yourself out of debt. My grandfather said that. And before it even meant anything to me. But the problem with it is that FHFA just approved Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac second mortgages. They're going to do a test pilot program so they can write the mortgages directly so you can tap into that equity to pay those bills. Horrible idea, guys. Absolutely horrible idea. Because what you're going to have is you're going to have an abundance of people that are going to borrow to the hilt. And as the real estate market takes a turn, and again, think about this. Property taxes, your insurance, interest rates that are not going to drop to 2% anytime soon, and you losing your job, or the economy turning down to where you own a business and people are, you know, sales are off 25%. You're not making as much money as you made a year ago. We've already established that. Now, go out and borrow more, man. Come on. Hit the credit cards too while you're at it. You know, this is just insanity right now. I have so many people that send me credit card statements, 29, 32, 39%. I mean, these crazy interest rates that these people are getting themselves in debt to the hilt, is not slowing down, guys. It's not. You gotta just put the brakes on. You need to have a savings account, a rainy day account. I don't care how in debt you are. You need to have money set aside to where you could live on for a set period of time. 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year would be the ideal thing. Whoa, a year's worth of spending, Dan? There's a lot of people out there that spend so much money they don't know what to do with it. I am in Newport Beach, California right now. There are Ferrari dealerships and high-end Porsche dealerships, and you walk in there and they've got cars in consignment that the rich guys want to unload, but nobody's buying right now. You make an offer and I'll call the guy and see if he'll accept it right now, because he paid for the thing with a line of credit. It's basically paid off. He's got a loan over here, but let's see what he can get out of this thing to get out of it. You haven't seen anything yet, guys. If you're buying any big equipment right now, you have to do your homework, because you can go out And you can get deals on this stuff right now like you've never seen before. And again, it's only going to get better because people are going to get more desperate in the coming months. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I know so many people that have bought equipment. They've bought supplies for their businesses. They've bought inventory. They've bought everything. And I have a friend of mine that's in the connectivity business, and they are not going just to manufacture stuff anymore, because they would go out and bring every company in, and they would make anything that they could. And they would only, like, let's say that they want to sell 1 million feet of something, but they would sell 30,000 feet of this one product. It's not worth doing, but they have all this inventory now. So they're going to liquidate that. So if you're in that business, talk to your suppliers of whatever industry you're in and see what kind of deal you can get, because they are out there right now. They are out there. You just have to do homework out there. Okay, and don't have your lazy son that's sleeping on the sofa make that phone call, because he won't. Okay, remember that. Now remember, you're going to see more and more of this as we get to the end of the year, and that is consolidation, getting rid of things like that when it comes to big companies. UPS sold Coyote Logistics to RXO for $1 billion. This was announced yesterday. Now, announce it on a Sunday. It's kind of wild, guys, to do that. Spirit Aeronautics is a division of Boeing, and they just laid off another 317 people. Earlier this year, they laid off 400 people. Now, final story is this. Here's a little trivia question for you. How long has Vanna White been spinning the letters on Wheel of Fortune? Long time. You know, she did it before Pat Sajak. She's been doing it since 1982. And Ryan Seacrest is the new host. So she said that she doesn't want to do it anymore because Ryan Seacrest isn't. And, okay, we can all agree with that one. So Ryan's not a friendly guy, and he's just too important. I'll tell you something funny. When Pat Sajak stepped down, they had looked at almost 24 YouTubers to potentially take over. I know that story well, okay? So needless to say, they chose that ass clown for millions of dollars, okay? So anyways, bitter, nah. Anyways. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And what else? I love Vanna White, okay? I would have done great in that job. Like, subscribe, email me at hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you soon.